Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then I had a chance to talk with Hayward Area Fishing and Hunting Guide Tom Leahy about late fall hunting and fishing. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Get on the water today with the Lund Catch of the Year at Hayward Power Sports. We have Lunds in stock, rigged and ready with Mercury outboards. Save $1,000 on a 1650 Angler SS, $2,500 on a Lund Impact, or a whopping $3,000 on a 1975 Pro V Sport. Lund features boating's best warranty with 3 years of bow to stern and lifetime hull coverage. And no boat holds its value better. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu. And while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Hi, this is Ann the Tool Girl from M&M Rental. Here at M&M Rental, we have it all for you do-it-yourselfers and contractors. Concrete tools, metal brakes, man lifts, log splitters, skid steers, and everything you'll need for excavating and trenching, plus much more. And for fun on the water, we have jet skis, ski boats, pontoon boats, fishing boats, kayaks too. From lawn care equipment to tools and sporty goods, we have it all and we deliver. Give us a call at 634-3146. M&M Rental, located on Highway B, Hayward.
We're down Hayward Bait and Bottle and talking to Jarrett McCarthy down here. Jarrett, you've been hiding from me for a few days here, for a couple of weeks anyhow. Now I got you on here again.
Yeah, definitely. Thought I had a really good hiding spot, but you managed to find me.
Let's talk about the fishing. We're getting near the end of the season here, but still got a lot of good fishing out there to be had.
Yeah, plenty of good fishing out there. And, you know, with the temperatures getting cooler or what have you, a lot of the fish are going to start putting a feed bag on for winter, which spells for really good action out there for anglers.
Muskies a big one that people come up here go after in the fall. Let's start with the muskies. What have you been hearing as far as the reports on them?
As far as muskies have gone, fishing has been really, really good. Got a lot of people that are catching them, you know, on traditional baits, bucktails and what have you, and a lot of guys that are already well switched over to the sucker bite.
You know, and I think as it gets colder, it tends to go more toward either a jigging or a sucker or a trolling bite, it seems like.
Yeah, that as we get colder, those bigger baits, you know, those one meal and done baits are going to kind of be the thing that muskies are looking at. That's why, you know, as you go from your warmer waters, you see guys that are out there running your smaller suckers. As you start to cool off, you go into your mediums, and when you get really cold, your bigger suckers, a lot of your muskies, smaller or bigger, whatever, they're looking to have one meal and be done for a while as the water gets cooler.
Let's talk about walleyes. That's another thing that a few guys are after yet.
Yep, there's still plenty of people out walleye fishing right now. And the walleyes that we've been hearing coming out are mixed. We've got some guys that are already catching the walleyes up shallow on their, I suppose, their early winter patterns when walleyes start moving up onto the weed edges up shallow water chasing panfish. And we still got people that are catching walleye out in, you know, 30 to 40 feet of water just sitting on bottom.
You know, and there again, bigger baits seem to be the answer. You throw the nicer sucker minnows too.
Yep, sucker minnows just sitting on a live bait rig on bottom, just patiently waiting for those walleyes to pick it up. The bite isn't hot and heavy right now for walleyes, so a lot of them you're really trying to finesse.
Crappies, what do you hear near crappies and bluegills?
So crappies and bluegills, from what I'm hearing on crappies, is that the bite is okay at best. Some guys are still getting them off cribs. Some guys are getting them wandering around main lake basins or what have you, and on deeper weed edges, but they're really working for them out there right now.
And bass fishing, are you hearing much on smallmouth?
Not hearing a whole lot. I've been hearing some guys that are having really good luck with Ned rigs and with some plastics still out in, you know, 15, 20 feet of water, targeting those deeper weeds and some of those rock bars or what have you, but I haven't heard a lot on smallies lately.
And live bait is also one of the options you want to go to. And there again, bigger sucker minnows.
As we get colder, live bait becomes better and better. Yes.
Yeah, small and largemouth, there's some fair action on them too, I've heard.
Yeah. Largies have been good too. And again, you know, going into winter, live bait will be really good. But, you know, as we're starting to get colder, those bigger reaction type baits, your jerk baits and what have you, just like they were in the spring, they'll become another viable option for bass fishing.
Well, you know, you're in the hunting season right now, too, and I don't know what you guys have been seeing for the hunting out there. I mean, there's we're pretty well equipped. Are you hearing much going on out there?
We've seen some pictures come back, and it seems like some guys are having some really nice success. We've seen some really nice bucks taken by even a couple of the guys in the shop here, but from what we've seen, people are seeing deer, and they're having a lot of fun out in the woods.
I know you guys got a lot of archery gear in here, and the archery season's open, and there'll be more and more guys going out once we get toward the gun season, too.
Yep. You know, we've got everything that you're looking for here, whether it be archery, whether it be gun. We got the guy here that's going to help you get set up with John in the building, so we're here for you.
Yeah, and stuff I don't want to talk about yet. You're actually starting to get the ice fishing gear stuff set up, too, already.
We are, and I'm super excited for that. I mean, I know it's only October 10th or whatever, and we're going to have 70 degrees out there tomorrow, but the cold is coming. We saw a little bit of snow on, was that Friday morning or what have you? But, yeah, we're excited to get some ice stuff rolling.
I know anything really new that you noticed ice fishing gear this year that might be a real interest to people?
So we've got a lot of cool new stuff coming into the shop this year. We're going to have Tip Down Innovations, which is a really neat new tip down that has been on the market for the last year or two, but it's really, really nice storing tip down that you can take all over the place. We're expanding on Kenders. We're expanding on Clam. We've got Lake Effect Jigs, a new jig that's coming into the shop. Some new patterns, some new, you know, jigs or what have you that we're really excited about, and we know that everybody else will be excited about them too.
And lastly, you got everything that they need for the late fall fishing, too. And I noticed you got a pretty good supply of suckers.
Heck yeah, we've got suckers for you. We've got, you know, muskie and walleye suckers, you know, your crappies, your fats, or what have you. So we are well prepped for you, whether it be late fall, early winter, hunting, whatever you need. We're here.
Well, thanks, Jared, for taking the time with our listeners here.
I'm going to try and go back to hiding, but thanks for having me again, John.
Okay, bye. Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that bring their show to you every week. When we come back, we'll be talking to Hayward Area Hunting and Fishing Guide Tom Leahy about late fall fishing and hunting. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hunters and anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area. Stop in and check out the huge selection of fall muskie, bass, walleye, and panfish tackle. They also have a great selection of tree stands, camo, ammunition, scents, hunting supplies, and much more. Gear up for the fall at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And while you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
The Sea-Doo pre-order sales event is on at Hayward Power Sports. The best way to guarantee a new 2023 for next year and the only way to get the Sea-Doo RXPX Apex 300 Exclusive Edition. As a bonus, you'll get 2 years of BRP warranty coverage for free. Whether you're looking for a traditional Sea-Doo personal watercraft or a Sea-Doo switch pontoon boat, this is the best way to get what you want. Or we still have a few 2022 models in stock that offer no payments and no interest financing for 6 months. See Hayward Power Sports today, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, one of the guides that I get on here from time to time is Hayward Area Fishing Guide and Hunting Guide Tom Leahy. Had a chance to talk to Tom the other day on the phone about late fall fishing and hunting. We're talking to Hayward Area Fishing and Hunting Guide Tom Leahy. And Tom,
we're in full swing fall now, and actually going into late fall. You've been out doing some fishing, and I guess you had a bear season out there that you passed, you know, went through already.
Yeah, John, bear season, that's all done now. Ended up being a decent season. It was a little tough. A lot of bears kind of went nocturnal, and ended up getting some, though, and couple nice ones and a lot of average bears, you know, a couple guys passed on bears as well, that sort of thing, but that's kind of typical. But yeah, it was, I think there's a lot of forage out there for him this year, and, you know, seems like more calls and maybe a few less bears out there, but, kind of depends on the zone too. Every year is different, so.
Yeah, well, you know, the fishing is about the same thing. I think there's a lot of food in the lakes yet, and the fishing's been kind of sporadic, but it seems to be getting better here. I know you were out the last couple of days as we're talking here, and you actually did pretty good out there on a couple small lakes.
Yeah, I've been doing some of that walleye crappie stuff, getting into that fall phase. That's been awesome. And then, been doing the musky stuff as well. And yeah, I know, the last couple of days they seem to be moving pretty good, using suckers, and even casting some of them jerk baits, glide baits, that water temperature that's starting to drop down. It ain't below 50 yet, but, seeing some fish shallow, seeing some fish, moderately deep. I know I was fishing chipaflowage, this past week. Got a nice tiger muskie. That was 10, 12 feet, you know, and then, some of these smaller lakes I've been fishing, anywhere from 5 feet, 10 foot, 12 foot. I've been seeing muskies, you know, let's say you're using side imaging, down imaging, and you're trying to, kind of look at that deeper stuff. Yeah, you might 16, 18 feet of water, you might see one or two, you know, suspended 4 or 5 feet up. If you're seeing that and you got some live bait, maybe try to, you know, drop it down 10, 12 feet and see if that thing will hit sucker-wise anyway.
And the crappies, what's going on there? I mean, as far as the crappies.
Yeah, I've been kind of getting them and definitely looking into the crappie minnows, fathead minnows. I actually prefer the fatheads over the crappie minnows. Sometimes I think them crappie minnows are a little small. And, if you're fishing some of the lakes, some of them crappies, they're hanging towards bottom. Some lakes, you're seeing them a little suspended, looking for the basins. There's some lakes, even the flowage, let's say. You can find them crappies in 10, 12 feet of water. Just depends where you are, east side or west side. But anyway, as far as presentation, 16th, 32nd ounce jig, you know, maybe 2 feet above it, having a barrel swivel and a sliding weight. If you want to be more simplistic, having two split shots. It depends what you're doing. Yesterday I was drift fishing and 20 to 25 feet. And, we drifted through, we got a couple, and I was like, well, a lot of these fish were hanging 2 to 3 feet off the bottom. Our baits, the wind was blowing a little bit hard, I think, so I added another split shot to that, and, you know, we started getting more crappies, you know, kind of that suspending, jigging-wise, drifting, suspending, and moving that lure up and down, kind of, methodical, slow, not aggressive jigging, and that produced the crappies, you know, more so than the snap jigging. That was just one situation.
You mentioned the minnows. Have you been seeing anything on the plastics? Because, you know, there's a point, especially when in the wintertime, it seems like minnows sometimes will outdo the plastics, but there's a point in the late fall, the water temperatures change, these fish really start to go on the minnows a little bit more than they do on plastics or gulp, but I've been doing pretty good on gulp yet.
Yeah, and actually, it was pretty interesting. A few days ago, it was, you know, I was using the small gulp that's available in them little jars. I think it's like 1 inch or 3/4 inch, whatever. The ones that are fluorescent green, the ones that are minnow colored, white, and those were working pretty good. you know, put them on a small jig with that weight, you know, 2 feet above it. And then on this other lake that I fished, I ended up, taking 2.5-inch gulp because I was running low on the small ones, and I snipped them short. You know, maybe it ended up being just an inch of that large walleye-sized gulp doing the same dang thing, and that ended up producing really well. So I've done it in the past, and in the fall, it can work great. And then you have to keep in mind, too, that in the, you know, I've had a lot of luck on, you know, maybe a quarter of a crawler or, you know, have a, you know, try a little piece of crawler on there, have that hanging out, quarter inch, half inch of crawler. A lot of times it seems like the crappies, it's a, I guess, an abnormal, crappie type, live bait, but I've had a lot of success on that in the fall period.
You know, you mentioned that 2.5-inch gulp minnows, and that's something I've been doing for a long time, too. Is, you know, I'll start out with, you know, if I get bigger crappies, I'll actually start out with a full 2.5-inch minnow. And that's not too big for the bigger crappies at all. And if I'm not getting a lot, then I clip some off the head, and maybe I'll clip off a half an inch or so, but you're still down. You got a pretty good minnow comparatively. And the interesting thing about that is that you don't go through near as much of that gulp because that 2.5-inch minnow stays on the hook a whole lot better than them little tiny 1-inch minnows.
That's right, John. It's amazing. Yeah, you catch on that little piece of gulp, whatever. You catch 10, 12 crappies on that. Sometimes, yep, there's some smart ones that'll snag that off there, but it works real well.
And the bluegills eat it too, it seems like.
Yep, and, you know, it's still big enough. You could potentially catch a decent walleye on that or a perch.
Or a smallmouth. I mean, certainly some, you know, caught some big smallmouth on that little tiny gulp a lot of times, too. You know,
exactly. You never know what you're going to catch.
You bet. You know, and that's the interesting thing about fishing the deeper water this time of year. And I think that now we've got some fish up along the shallow, and you think that we're going to start seeing a lot of them moving deeper here as that water progresses to get cold?
I would think so. And for me, anyway, it always seems right now, you know, it's in the mid to lower 50s. As soon as that water temperature drops below 50, you know, yeah, a lot of them fish that were shallow may end up going deeper. I mean, that applies for musky fishing, too. Every lake is different, of course.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think when you mentioned the muskies, I think one of the things with muskies, you know, right now we're still getting some fish on lures and stuff, and you can get them even later in the year, but it seems like that these fish don't like to come up into that cold top water layer, so you got to get that bait that runs down there, and either running like a crankbait or the big rubber lures where you can let them sink and get it down in that, you know, 10-foot down range over, you know, in that 18-foot of water or so. Seems like that you get it down closer to them, they just don't like to come up for some reason. I think it's the colder water up there in the top.
I would concur with you. You know, it seems like, again, depending on the lake, whether it's a stained lake, you know, or a clear water lake, semi-stained, whatever it may be, after that water temperature, after that gets below 50, you know, you might want to start considering looking deep, looking at the deep drops, even the edge of basins, sometimes basins themselves. And if you cruise through there, yeah, you, using side imaging, down imaging, even that MegaLive, Panoptics, that sort of thing, you might see some fish in, oh gosh, yeah, 20, 25 feet of water, just chilling.
You know, I've had some pretty good success at places like a Chippewa Flowage, you know, either jigging suckers or jigging baits like the Fuzzy Dozen and stuff around some of the crappie cribs as we get later here in October. And it's a lot easier than casting. You're just kind of jigging and watching your sonar, and you can see them. And now with that new live sonar and like live scope and stuff, it's going to be a whole other deal when you start jigging for muskies.
Oh, exactly. You know, and I know, you know, in the past, I think today I was having a gentleman jigging a Bondi, you know, because, yeah, some of them, it was 12 feet of water, and I was seeing some of these muskies sitting right on bottom, you know, and, yeah, they weren't chasing it, it was, you know, it was better doing the jigging presentation, and again, this was a dark water, shallower lake. This was, you know, it was a deep, for the lake, considered a deep part, but it can be totally different, you know. Yeah, so if you're fishing the flowage or round lake or grindstone, yeah, you might be looking at, yeah, 20, 30 feet of water, spider lake, you know, in some of them holes out there. Yeah, you know, a lot of the muskies are going to move into those holes, too, over time here.
I know you mentioned the Bondi bait there, and that's one that I fish with, but I've had some success where if you don't have suckers or you run out of suckers, I've had some success just hanging the Bondi bait and a rod holder off the back of the boat while you're casting, because the boat's always moving around, and that thing sits down there and flutters around, and it seems like you've caught fish doing that.
Oh, exactly. You know, and I always try to consider, you know, every day is different. Yesterday we had a north wind. Yesterday, October 7th, was the first day of snow. We actually had snow flurries. Yeah, you could only cast so long, and then your hands started freezing. So it seems like for me, I've had a lot of success in the fall period, you know, having guys, if they're able to cast, if they're able to jig that way, awesome. Have a heater in the boat, maybe a little propane thing. Of course, don't tip it over and melt your carpet. Nothing like that. But, and then even having, you know, I tell folks to have some skin tight gloves, maybe latex and something tighter. And it just depends on the gloves. You know, if the folks are able to utilize that glove and still, you know, when they're casting, feel the spool. For myself, I have a hard time wearing gloves. I just freeze my hands off, basically, and, you know, try to deal with it, but not everybody's the same. So those are just a couple things to keep in mind in the fall.
Well, it seems like, you know, like I've frostbitten my hands enough times, my fingers, and I got other friends of mine that are in Minnesota that have had the same thing, and it seems like the fingers get cold a lot quicker to the point you can't really stand it. So, you know, like everybody, like you said, everybody's different, and, you know, heck, I fished one time with a guy down in the Mississippi River in the wintertime, and he had a great big heavy roofing rubber mat down on the floor of his it was a toughy boat, and he had a 5-gallon metal paint pail in there with a bunch of sand in the bottom, started a charcoal fire in the middle of the boat. You could hang your gloves on the edge of that. So there's also all kinds of ways to stay warm out there. And now we got, like you said, the propane heaters and stuff. And, you know, it just depends on how bad you want to go fishing late in the year. Myself, I want to fish as much as I can, I think.
Yes. And, you know, the fishing can be awesome. It's just being, you know, dressed appropriately, having the right gear, some gloves, maybe a small heater, and it'll make the day much nicer, too.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that bring this show to you every week. When we come back, we'll have the second part of that talk we had with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tom Leahy. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales, and they have live bait, tackle, and fishing licenses too. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
This year, Dr. Ostrander and his staff at Hayward Animal Hospital will be celebrating 30 years. They thank you for your patronage. Hayward Animal Hospital continues to accept new clients and offers urgent care appointments daily. For same-day urgent care or emergency surgery, make sure you call early in the day as appointments fill rapidly. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know we're going to jump right back into the second part of that talk we had with Hayward Area Hunting and Fishing Guide Tom Leahy.
Tom, you know, we always got the option of spending part of the day fishing and part of the day hunting this time of year because, you know, we got lots of things to do out there now, and with all the seasons are open for the hunting, too. And I don't know what you're seeing out there. I know you get out in the woods quite a bit with the timber stuff, and you're starting to see some birds out there. I know there's plenty of turkeys out there.
Yeah, I've been seeing, kind of looking at years in the past, it seems like I've been seeing quite a few grouse, especially, you know, yeah, these leaves are falling off and, you know, looking at the classic fall period, been seeing a lot of them orientated towards, especially if I'm driving down a gravel road, not that road hunting is legal, you know, get out and walk around too, of course. But yeah, I've been seeing all kinds of them just driving around, and I haven't even been grouse hunting this year, but I've been seeing them. I think hopefully for guys, it'll be a decent year. Lots of turkeys if you're able to get that. There's probably more turkeys than grouse nowadays. If you're able to get that, I believe it's over the counter, fall turkey tag. I've never done it, but it would definitely be interesting trying that.
Looks like there's plenty of ducks out there this year, too. Seeing more of them now.
Yeah, I've been, you know, whether I'm fishing, let's say, the Chippewa flowage, some of the natural lakes, I've been seeing a couple divers, you know, when I'm fishing, like when I'm musky fishing, you know, landing in the middle of the lake. But then, yeah, as far as, you know, yeah, if you're doing a river system, I would be looking for, you know, some of the reservoirs or rivers around here that have wild rice. Then you're looking at the wood ducks, mallards. I know my brother, Matt, I was guiding, opening day of duck season. Matt ended up, hunting, one of the impoundments of the Namakagan and ended up doing pretty well. I think he got his limit of wood ducks, some mallards, some geese, too.
Well, I know, see, like I said, I think there's a few more ducks around this year, so it should be actually pretty good out there. Guys want to get out. And we'll get, as it gets later here, we'll have some of the birds coming from north. We don't get a major flight here, but we get quite a few coming through here, especially the divers, I think.
Yes, in the past when I used to do way more duck hunting, fishing some of them lakes that had that open water concept and some emergent weeds. Yeah, that's them northern ducks, which would be buffleheads, ringnecks, and bluebills, that sort of thing. Always seemed like the last week of October that was real productive.
Well, Tom, real interesting information from you this week, talking to you here, and good to have you on. You want to give out your guide information? Somebody wants to, you know, book an ice fishing trip or maybe set up something for this year yet or next year?
Yeah, John, folks can reach me at TomLeahyGuideService.com or 715-558-6755.
Well, thank you for coming on here.
Thank you, John.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.net. And from there, you can link to our podcast site. And the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.